Luke chapter 12. Look at verse 54. Jesus speaking here, and he, Jesus, said also to the people, when ye see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway ye say, there cometh a shower, and so it is. And when ye see the south wind blow, ye say, there will be heat. And it cometh to pass. Ye hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that you do not discern this time? How is it that you do not discern this time? I'd like to preach tonight, God would help me, on discerning the times. Do you know what discern means? Have you ever thought about it? To discern means to detect with the eyes. Now you got a spiritual discernment also. To detect with the eyes, to detect with the senses, other than just the sight. To recognize and identify. The Lord has given us some common sense. And you know, it would pay us a lot just to use the common sense He gave us. But as being Christians and having the Holy Ghost, having the Spirit of God in us, that makes it much more so to be able to discern even better. To come to know and understand the difference between. If you're ever faced with a problem or a situation that you need to figure out what how to handle this, to know the difference between you and God is speaking and the difference between the devil speaking. There's spirits in this world, folks. You got three spirits that are operating in the human race. You got God reaching to souls trying to save them. Trying to keep them out of hell. Trying to keep them out of trouble. You got the devil just the opposite. He's trying to push people right into it. He's trying to divide, destroy, discourage. He's trying to pull people away from God. Get them confused and hurt them. And you got man's spirit thinking that his way is right. I'm going to tell you, there's only one person that's right, and that's God. That's it. And we're right if we're going along with Him. How many knows that tonight? If we've got the mind of Christ and are led by the Spirit of God, we're right because it's the Lord leading us and we're obeying Him. It means to pick out, to take in with one's perception, to observe and notice, to distinguish truth from falsehood. I want to know the truth of the matter. I want to really know about this thing, God. Is this you or is it man? Is it you or is it the devil? Who's in charge? Who's pulling these strings? Who's doing the talking? Oh, Lord, I'm about to get anointed. Hallelujah. Who's in charge? Who's a running this thing? Having acute judgment. To be able to know the difference. I want to tell you something. We must believe God and believe what the Bible tells us. If you base anything on anything other than the Word of God, it's going to fall through with you. You're going to end up missing the mark and you'll miss heaven. You cannot take man's word for anything unless God's anointed him. And speaking to him, and him speaking to you. You can take it. You're safe to take it. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. As long as I follow him, and I've got him leading me, and I'm obeying him, follow me. Let's be followers of God as dear children and follow in my footsteps. I'd like to say, God, I've got enough confidence, Lord, that I won't lead anybody astray. And I'm telling you, if the blind lead the blind, they're both going to fall in the ditch. But we need to know the direction we're going and who's leading us in that direction. We need to know whose hand that we're holding on to. We need to know what voice is talking to us. Hallelujah. Open our eyes, God. Anoint our eyes with eye salve. And take the scales off of us, Lord. Let us look and discern these spirits that are operating, O God. Is it a discouraging spirit or is it an uplifting spirit? Is it a spirit that comes to drag and separate and pull people away from one another and pull them away from God? Or is it a spirit that edifies? Is it a spirit that builds up? Is it a spirit that brings good comfort and good cheer and brings peace? I'm telling you, that devil is a peace stealer and a joy robber. Hallelujah. But it's the Lord that gives us the joy. It's the Lord that gives us a peace of mind. It's the Lord that puts together. It's the Lord that mends a broken heart. It's the Lord that heals them that are bruised. Amen. It sets a captive free. It's the Lord that builds the church. It's the devil that tears it down. It's the devil that discourages. But it's God drawing us to Him. Discern the difference. I tell you, we're living in a time that, you know, it used to be people fall. A wolf would come to them in sheep's clothing. Jesus said they will. False teachers, false preachers. They'll deceive the very elect if possible. The wolves will come in and put on the clothing of a sheep. Lift up the fleece if there's a wolf's tail there. Come on. Get close enough and pet it. Sharp teeth, fangs. Come on. I tell you how much the world is opening up and the church world is opening up. They'll come in even without a costume. They'll come in without any fleece and without any wool. And they'll say, well, bless that one, Lord, and bless him. And they'll back them, amen, and let them in their pulpit. And the church goes world. They're opening up the pulpit and letting the devil come in. Hallelujah. That's it. We all have problems. We all have battles. It ain't no time to turn on one another and stab one another. Come on, hallelujah to the Lord. What kind of a spirit are we? There's a lot of things I don't like, and there's a lot of things I don't agree with, but that don't mean I hate somebody. Hallelujah. Don't look at me and say, I hate anybody. I don't hate nobody but the devil. They're just things I don't like and I can't agree with. But I'll tell you one person that I'll agree with, and that is the Lord. And I'll take His word over top of everything. Amen. You can stand secure if you believe in the Lord. I was sitting there on my couch today and I began to write. This nation has drifted so far away from God. And I was writing so fast that I couldn't write it fast enough as God gave it. Even though the gas prices keeps going up, the president and the government and the political analysts will tell you that everything is all right. We're doing good. We're making progress. Don't worry. Everything's just fine. The economy is doing all right. This nation is blessed. It's the richest nation on earth. The strongest military. Don't panic. We're going to win the war on terror and spread democracy and bring the terrorists to judgment. We're going to create jobs and put America back to work. We're making great strides in health care and medicine. We're going to take that care of America's aging population. We're going to take care of our aged and our elderly. We're excelling in sports and athletics. We're providing the best education in our schools and colleges. America is progressing and leading the world in technology. We're on top of everything. We are a nation of givers. Look how good that we, America, are. We lend to the poor nations. We give aid and food across the seas. We've got the best entertainment. America is on the cutting edge. Our government leaders are telling us everything is fine. But I'm telling you, it's not fine. It is not fine. We're closer to the coming of the Lord than we've ever been in our life. We're closer to Sodom and Gomorrah age than we've ever been in our life. We're closer to the days of Noah than we've ever been in our life. People say Jesus ain't a coming. He ain't coming for another 100 years. He ain't a coming until next year. You don't have that assurance because everything that Jesus said in Matthew 24 and in Luke 21, everything has already come to pass. That Jesus said there would be false teachers arise and they would deceive the very elect if possible. He said there would be earthquakes in diverse places. There'd be famines and pestilence in the land. It's all happened. I tell you, hate is coming. And the love of God in people's hearts has drawn cold. The love of many is a waxing cold. Jesus is saying that's the way it's going to be when I come. I'll come and catch them off guard. You are not discerning the time. We are not discerning the time that we're living in. God is angry with this nation. I made a statement the other night in the last service that I was here. And I said, God sent the planes as missiles and brought those two big skyscrapers down. People just, he did not. Yes, he did. Thus saith the Lord. God allowed the devil. This nation, he's trying to bring it down to their knees. In Isaiah, he said, O Assyria, the rod. You are my rod in my hand of anger to bring judgment to the nations. If God used Assyria as his rod in his hand to bring judgment to the people, to stir them up, what's God trying to do? Trying to wake you up. Trying to wake this nation up. I'm going to tell you, mark it down on your calendar if you got one. What happened in London the other day? What's happening overseas? The terrorists bombing themselves and killing other innocent people. It's coming to America. I hold my hand to God. It's coming to America. They're going to be start setting bombs off in malls and in stores. You get ready and listen for it. It won't be very long because people ain't turning back to God. This nation is backslid upon the Lord and they know better. Plane flew right into the Pentagon. That other one that crashed in that ground there in Pennsylvania is headed right toward the White House. And God says, no, I can't let you go that far, devil. That would have spent the end of it right there. This nation would have come completely been destroyed. All these other nations could have got together and come against America. We would have went down. They're not okay. We are on the brink of judgment and the coming of the Lord. You better look deeper, America. You better take a closer look. The end is drawing near and judgment is nigh at hand. You better not set your sights too far in the future. There is not going to be a brighter, happy future for America. America, you will soon wake up suddenly. You'll be jolted awake from your slumber and stupor. Go ahead. Try to build on your dreams. Bask in your pleasures. Feel that you're secure. Go ahead and think that there will be a prosperous future. But, America, you are backslidden from God and you are not much better than the other God-forsaken heathen nations of this earth. You too have become rotten to the core. You have gone away backward. You've cast God's laws behind your back and trampled His truth in the streets. Equity cannot enter. You are sick from the head to the sole of your foot. Your hearts are polluted and corrupt. You are murdering your innocent children. The unborn, a river of blood, is crying to God from the ground of abortion clinics. where over 45 million little innocent human beings have been slaughtered in the name of women's rights. Therefore, using a license to fulfill their lustful desires, you have removed God and the commandments from the schools and the classrooms. The children are not allowed to pray. You wicked, evil leaders in government and the White House, you Christ separation of church and state, you Supreme Court justices, you know the history of our nation. You know how it was founded upon the Bible and Jesus Christ and the freedom of God to worship. You know our schools and institutions and colleges taught the Bible, and now you're taking it away. You're undermining this nation's very godly Christian foundation upon which it was built. You're closing the mouth of the Lord's preachers of righteousness. Be it known unto you, you are found to be fighting against God, and you will not stand. You will not win. You promote the sodomites of our land and allow them more rights to spread their cancerous venom of corruption by giving them their rights to march, to demonstrate, and speak their filth openly. But you condemn the godly Christians and take away their rights to speak openly and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. God's love to fallen man you've rejected. You will not repent and be saved from hell. A love story that you don't want to hear because you love darkness rather than light. You don't want reproof and correction. You hell-bound liberals in Washington, whoever you are, you evil lawmakers that give more credence and respect to the Muslims and the Islamic religion and their Bible, the Quran, than you do the King James Bible and the God of the Bible. You would love to ban this good book of morals and righteousness. And you cater to all the other religions and make them welcome in this nation. Everybody has freedom of speech except the Christian. The nudity, the fornication, the adultery, the pornography, the dirty, vulgar language of sex and evil concupiscence is protected and promoted by our leaders, by our constitutional rights. They take it and twist it. But yet nowadays the government is cracking down on holiness churches and messages of holiness, calling it hate speech. It used to be in the early years of our nation, the Holy Ghost revivals burned in the land, and government leaders even acknowledged it and even repented. And they backed off. But now she's stretching her hand forth to vex the church of God in the last day, just like they did in the early church in Acts. It's coming. You heard the witness tonight from several people. It's coming. If we ain't able to pray now and get victory, what's going to happen then? If we don't have a testimony in our heart now, if we don't have a song and a praise now, what's going to happen then? It's coming. Listen to me. We are getting ready to sail through stormy water. Get ready for persecution. It is coming. And so is the Lord. I don't know how far along in this tribulation time that we'll go. But I know one thing. The Lord will come and He'll take His church out. And I trust the Lord before the Antichrist comes that we'll be taken out of this world. Could you raise your hand and say, God help me. I want to see the coming of the Son of Man and lift up mine eyes, Lord, and see You and love Your appearing. We're nearing the end. And the clouds of tribulation are gathering. Hell is having a revival in the land. I was out there feeding my roses the other evening. They had the rock music going on, just a blare, and they've got three kids next door. Out there dressed in their bikinis, shorts. I just turned my head and fed the roses. I thought, God, the devil sure is having his revival. Music a blaring, people on their way to hell 100 miles an hour and don't realize it. Things they're doing in entertainment, places they're going, and what they're listening to and watching. is a disgrace and going to a devil's hell. America, you are partying your way right into hell. Both young and old are given over to lust. They are drunk on pleasure and don't even realize that the handwriting of God is upon the wall. It's on the wall, America. It's time to wake up. You can look at the sky when it turns dark and red and lowering. You can tell that there's a storm heading. He said, you hypocrites. Who's he talking about? The religious people. He didn't say the ungodly, the wicked, and the sinner. He said, you that are professing Christianity, you that are religious, you ought to know better. You can look out here and you can tell when a storm is brewing. You can see the clouds are rolling in. And you can tell that the wind is picking up. You know there's going to be foul weather. He said you can discern the signs of the sky for bad weather, but you can't even discern the time that you're living in. What's going on? What's happening? People's blinded. They've lost their discernment. They don't even have any natural discernment. They don't even have any spiritual discernment. Lost it. You cannot discern. A wise man's heart discerneth both time and judgment. Because to every purpose there is time and judgment. The Bible said there cometh a time that judgment must first begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us, what shall the end be to them who obey not the gospel of Christ? What shall the end be for the ungodly and the sinner? What's the end going to be for the hypocrite, for the religious people? Just playing a game. Just playing church. Just coming and playing. Nothing serious. Just coming and filling a seat. And yet we cannot see the handwriting of God is up on the wall. Belshazzar did not realize when he filled those golden and silver vessels with the wine and the alcohol, the enemy was just outside the gate. God waited till he got right real good and drunk. That's just about the way the Lord's going to wait. He just wait till everybody goes right into a slumber. The five foolish virgins went right into a deep slumber. While they slumbered and slept, the bridegroom came. They rose up. It was too late. There was not enough oil to keep them. Not enough oil to go back. Discernment must begin. Judgment must begin at the house of God. If the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the sinner and the ungodly appear? Have you thought how many souls around us is lost? How many people in Ashland, a population? There's 48,000 people, population, in Huntington, West Virginia. How many of them are lost? How many of them are looking for Jesus? How many are praying right now somewhere or reading their Bible in Huntington, West Virginia? Who in Ashland, Kentucky? Or are they sitting there filling their eyes with filth and garbage, saying they're ready to go to heaven? They're at a ball game somewhere and the ball is a-bouncing and they're screaming their lungs out. The cheerleaders are showing their flesh. The music is a-blaring, the country has been playing. The rock is being playing. Yeah, this world's having a revival, but it's not the revival God wants, it's the devil's revival. Everywhere you go, it's all around you. Those up there on my job, thinks, a lot of them thinks they're all right. They can curse and they can tell their dirty jokes. They're not all right. God have mercy, Lord. Went to my uncle's funeral Wednesday. Sad. They wouldn't have no spirit, no conviction whatsoever. Once in grace, always in grace, preacher preached. There was no reaching to a sinner. There was no reaching to a backslider. There was no warning about hell and a warning about heaven. How to go to heaven. Huh? Everybody's going, don't you know it? Everybody's all right, don't you know it? I'm good. I don't kill anybody. I don't drink and cuss and swear. God. Holy Lord. I saw also the wicked buried who had come and gone from the place of the holy, and they were forgotten. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. Therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. But it shall not be well with the wicked. People think they're getting by, but God's big wheel grinds slow. It'll catch you. I said it'll catch you. It'll grind slow, but it'll catch up with you. They don't see the hand of judgment upon them, upon their home now, but it's coming. They'll run to the mountains and cry for the mountains and rocks to fall upon them and hide them from the face of Him that sitteth upon the throne. They'll cast their gold and silver into the streets for the moles and the bats, and they'll cry to get away from Him that sits upon the throne, but there's no place to hide. The animals know more than a human being. God put instinct in the ducks to know when, and the geese to fly south for the winter. What's wrong with a man? What's wrong with a woman, a boy, and a girl? Why won't they set their house in order and get ready for the judgment to come? Why won't they give up their partying and give up their sinful lifestyle? Why don't they realize there's a literal burning hell and God's going to send them there and bind them hand and foot? For man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in a snare, so are the sons of men snared in an evil time when it falleth suddenly upon them. Not even realizing that down the path that a snare is laid. A pit has been dug. And a blanket's laid over that great big hole and leaves spread on it. And you think it's the path. It ain't the path, folks. The devil has dug his deep trenches and his pits and laid snares. But the animals a lot of time are more smarter and they can discern things more than a man. Where is your discernment? It's later than you think it is. The stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times. And the turtle dove and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord is right at the door. They don't realize that judgment is right at the door. Those three that went out probably went out lost. Snap of your finger faster than that. The soul departed into another world. Haggai 1:5 says, "Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Consider your ways. Consider your ways. Discern with spiritual judgment. Discern with spiritual discernment. Discern how you're living. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep." Discerning the time. "For now it is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil." Would you stand? I know this wasn't a shouting message, and I would have loved to preach it in a better atmosphere, in a better spirit. But God knows the heavy hearts, and God does know the battles. But God still is in control. I don't care what the devils are telling anybody. God still is in control. It might look dark to you, but God still is the light. Let's find a place to pray, because some of our loved ones right now is ready to die and leave this world and go right into hell. One foot is already in that place and the other one is slipping in. And it won't be long. They'll lift up their eyes also in darkness and fire. Discerning the times, because redeeming the time, because the days are evil. We need discernment. Help me discern and know, dear Lord, what's going on in my life. Don't let me be deceived. Don't let me be led astray. Let me know for myself and not another, God, where I stand with you. How I stand with you, Lord, is all that matters. I can't judge the other person. It's not my business to judge. I can be a fruit inspector, but it's up to the Lord to judge that other soul, that other heart. I've got to judge mine. I've got to say, Lord, help me, cleanse me. Give me what I need, God, and make me strong to be able to make it in this last day.